KDATSQ clear.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the link.
KC8 VSU.
A8RK.
N8DMH, N8DMH, Alpha Charlie 8 the Golf, on the link.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf and Yankee, radio check.
Roger, clear, sir. I need the image.
Roger, roger. Thanks for that, Drake. CF8AGY, clear and monitoring.
Any image, sir?
SEZ radio check.
Loud and clear. And you mentioned.
T-barge net in 2 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Bay Amateur Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator is known as Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. MeshNet using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. Nothing heard. Next time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control confirmed that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now. Echo, Mike.
K-A-W-P-E, Dave.
Drake, N-A-G-M-H.
E-Y, Kevin. 20, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
KV 8, SCJ, Bob.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey with Uniform 7.
Oh my, I think we had a few doubles there. I got Drake's in, but I didn't get his call sign, NADMH. I got a Mike, I'm assuming it's Mike AI6XQ. I've got Dave, KAWPE. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. Tony, TE at SBZ. Bob, KB8SCJ. And the last station, I didn't even get it all. Last station, can you try one more time, please?
That's Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform.
Kevin got you in there. Anybody else?
Mike, Kilo, Delta 8,
Mike,
Romeo,
Kilo.
Echo Hotel.
Mike, KD8REH, there was another station. You may have missed a couple here. We'll start at the top of the list with Drake. Drake, NADMH, Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, location is Hammond and 5 Mile, and I have one message. But you can, we can pass it after you get through all the check-ins here.
Right, sounds good. We do have some messages coming up with the set, and we'll do that at the end here. Mike, all I heard was Mike, and I'm saying it's AI6Q. Mike, if I got that correct, please check in. Maybe not. Let's go to Dave. Dave, KAWPE. Dave, good location. Any messages to pass?
This is Dave, KAWPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, and no messages to pass.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on the southwest end of Spider Lake. I have no traffic. K8GTC, net control. This is KF8AGY, back to you.
Tony, KT8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. Location, Rennie Lake, no messages, back to net.
Bob, KD8FCJ. Bob, your location, and FYI, I did order that Wi-Fi node, and I will fund the first year. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I was not expecting that, but I appreciate it, and we can discuss this tomorrow then. Okay, this is KD8FCJ. Located in Nelson City, Benton County, and no traffic.
Kevin Gate, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KD9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, at the north end of Torch Lake. North, no messages to pass.
This is Mike, KD8REH. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley, and I do have one piece of traffic.
Go ahead with traffic.
Actually, I've got two here. I'd like to thank everybody that checked into the last Sky One event that we had. Only had a handful of people, but that last event, we did end up actually getting three confirmed tornadic events out of that. We had just... they couldn't really classify it here in Grand Traverse County. It was on Long Lake, and then they had a tornadic water spout in Torch Lake, and they had a tornado over in Bel Air. So I'd like to thank everybody who checked into that and provided any information to us, and break for one. This Wednesday will be our last Skywarn training of the year. It will be 8 o'clock on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network and the 8-6. We're just going to do our typical winter weather talks, what everybody should have for the winter time, and then our game plan is going to be going forward for next year. So with that, we'll pass it back over to you.
Excellent. Again, turning on your radio and going to 8-6, man, that was very interesting. Here we had sunny weather here in Traverse City, and miles away was a tornado. So again, stay tuned to those radios. All right, Drake, go ahead with your message.
Mine's a digital message if you want to do yours first.
I'm going to do a message on the set. Mike Duffy is already on Sky One. Go ahead, Drake.
All right. Here is a visual message, and here it is as follows. Send a message.
Drake, I have a 100% read. Anybody else?
KFADGY, full copy.
KFADGY, full copy.
AAWDE, full copy.
I think I got the wrong mode set here. I got the wrap, and everything else is gibberish. KEADSBZ.
Check your inbox.
This is KC8ZAT, and I have full copies. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, 100% copy.
Thanks, Drake. Full copy. K8SBZ. All right, excellent. Man, the repeater guys are working with us tonight. Very nicely done. All right, I do want to remind everybody, we have the Michigan Simulated Emergency Test. That's going to be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12. We're going to do that at my office. We're going to do a bunch of stuff, look at a different formats. And so please join us. I will be providing donuts and coffee and looking at some new tech. We'll try to get a bulletin out later this week and give you more details. I do have a digital message very short. Stand by for digital traffic. This is Kate, GTC. Digital traffic is as follows. End of message. Please check in if you are.
Hey, DMH, I like the sound of coffee.
KF8AGY, full copy.
UL Delta 9, 100% copy.
KWPE, 100% copy.
KV8SCJ, I did not get that one.
KC8ZAP, full copy.
Mark, I didn't get you logged in here, KC8ZAP. Mark, give me your location and any messages to pass.
All right. Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP. My location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners on M37 and no network traffic. Back to net control.
All right, everybody. Join us this Saturday. Again, I'll be doing some really cool work with making a very mobile Starlink system. I have a solar panel setup that we hopefully will use for a field day down the road. And we'll be doing a couple nice little new gadgets. And join us if you're interested, and we might have a little bit of fun here. So join us this Saturday. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to turn the net over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. Kate, GTC, take it away, Chairland.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's been a while since I've done this. This is the Monday Evening Social Hour Net on the air. The mesh net and the use of this repeater is authorized by the Chinaland Amateur Radio Club. This is Drake, N8DMH. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect to build our local active ham community, to make announcements of local amateur radio interest, and to have some fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and all unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy it and get your license and join us here on the air. More information is available at our website at cherrylandarc.com. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause to listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now. All right, always lovely when we don't hear any emergency traffic. Nothing heard there. We check in three groups, portable slash short-time check-ins, then we go to EchoLink and All-Star, and then finally, general check-ins. This is W8TCM Net Control, and I will now stand by for portable or short-time stations only. To check in, please give your call sign distinctly and your first name. First portable or short-time check-in, please call now.
Steve Baker, 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom and Cadillac.
All right, I got you, Tom. Anybody else? Anybody short time? Any short time check-ins, please call him. Tom, I guess you're the only short timer. Go ahead.
Okay, Drake, and thanks for letting me in short time here. I got to go to bed shortly. W-A-T-C-M, and a group, W-D-W-Y-D. I had a good day today. I subbed, did art, and that worked real well. I will inevitably be retired tomorrow. We've got to take our one car in to the shop, the edge, and then I've got to take my daughter to work in Manton and then drive her car back. So it's gonna be a retirement day for me, for sure. I've got a lot of other stuff to do, too. Anyway, getting along real well here, no problem. So I really don't have a whole lot to report on tonight. I saw that the K-Index was up to 5 today. I don't know if it's still at 5 or not, but all the bands were listed as poor, except 17 and 15 meters were listed as fair. So there might be aurora tonight because of the K being so high. Anyhow, everybody have a great evening. Thanks again for taking it up there. Drake, I'll turn it back to you. WB and WYB. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Very good, Tom. I wish I could have selective retirement days, but I am very far from that that reality. But good deal, good to hear from you. Good to hear that you're moving around just fine, all that sort of stuff there. And I'll have to check on my dad. He's living up in Alaska right now. He got a job up there, and I'll have to see if he can see the auroras because he's a lot further north than we are. Matter of fact, he's actually north of the Arctic Circle, and I think he sent me a picture today saying it was -9 degrees, so I don't envy that. Anybody else out there that is portable short time, time constrained, anybody like that, call now, W-A-T-C-M. All right, nothing further, or none heard there. Any EchoLink or All-Star, please call now. Anybody on EchoLink or All-Star, please call now. Guess it'll be a short net. Any general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KF8AGY. Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
Alright, hold up right there. I think I got KF8AGY, KEASBZ, KCZAP, and there was a double with ZAP.
K-A-8-H-Y-E.
All right, K-A-8-H-Y-E. Anybody else?
UO Delta 9, we have three with uniform.
89WWU, and there was a double.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Echo, sending.
Alright, KF8DME, we got you. Anybody else? Alright, we'll go to the top of the list with KF8AGY.
Yeah, Kevin, KF8AGY. Nothing really to report in the ham radio realm this week, but it is the end of the year. Or the end of the season, anyway. It's not the end of the year yet. And pulled out the boat a couple of days ago. The dock will be coming out soon, and it'll be time to be doing full house generator maintenance for the season and get that boat winterized. So that's where my focus is going to be this week. This is KF8AGY, WATCM, net control back to you.
All right, thanks, Kevin. And yeah, sadly, summer season is slowly winding down. But it was fun. Tony, KE8SBZ, go ahead. Stand by, Mark.
Drink, Tony here, KE8SBZ. The weather has been great lately, and my wife decided that I owed her her birthday present for last June, which was to clean out the garage so I could park the truck back in it. So that's been going on all week, and it's really got on my nerves. I'm ready to be done with it. And I've got a bunch of, well, I've had a car sale, took a bunch of stuff to the restore, and got other stuff going to whatever the local charities. Some of the radio equipment's disappearing, too. I had a bunch of stuff in the garage, and didn't really mean to do it this way, but sold some of the stuff. I got a couple of things I got in the trunk of the car right now, including up for grabs. If anybody wants any stinky old magazines, I've got 73s, QST, and I don't know, something else, whatever. I have got all of these old magazines that kind of musty, but they go all the way back into the 70s, actually. I found some stuff quite a bit older than that, trying to sift through it, but I'll be bringing it to breakfast tomorrow morning and be to the meeting tomorrow night if I don't have to find a dumpster somewhere. So that's it. Back to you, and good evening, everybody. KE8SBZ.
Hey, very good, Tony. Thanks for checking in. Mark, KCZAP, go ahead, stand by, KA8HYE.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and thanks for taking the net tonight. Sounding good and sounding really well. I don't really have a lot to report. I did do some clearing out of brush on the west side of my garage and started painting that wall there before the winter sets in. So that's my excitement for the day with that. Back to net control, this is KC8ZAP.
Very good, Mark, and good to hear you on here. KHYE, go ahead, stand by, Kevin.
Good evening. This is KAHHYE Edgar. And it sounds like an infection going around the area with cleaning the garage. I've been working at that also. Seems like amazing stuff gets collected in there. And it's kind of surprised what's there some days. Anyhow, keeping a stiff upper lip and a, well, sort of strong back, and moving along as quickly as possible. This is KAHHYE, back to that.
All right, very good, Edgar. I don't think I've talked to you very much on here. Your call sign does not sound very incredibly familiar, but good to hear you on here. KD9WWU. Kevin, go ahead, stand by KF8DME.
Thank you, Drake. W8TCM. We're winding down our own season here. We have about a week and a half left of being up here in God's country, and are both to be pulled out of the water come Wednesday, and followed by the dock soon after that. So we're just straightening things up before we head down to the South QTH down in Northwest Indiana. So that, I am really not looking forward to doing that, but that's only going to last a couple more years because we're going to be moving up here in about a couple years. So we're looking forward to that. So other than that, we'll catch everybody at breakfast tomorrow. And this is Kilo Delta 9 with the uniform.
All right, very good there, Kevin. And, yeah, summer's coming to an end, and I recently, I wish it wasn't. I wish I also had a boat, but I don't have real estate for that, so maybe one of these days. Carrier DME, Daniel, go ahead, and we'll take a standby.
This is Daniel, KFA DME. Today we had Taekwondo. The whole family did it. Let's see. This morning I had a class at 6:05 in the morning. So that was something. I actually had a class, all my classes before, like, 8, I think. Yeah. So, I've been getting up pretty early. Weekends are now much more enjoyable now than before when all my classes were in the day. And, let's see. What else has been going on here? My dad came back from Pittsburgh. He stayed there for a week to take care of some of our houses that we need to rent. So that was fun. He got me a Newton's Cradle. So I've been playing with that for a few days. We're celebrating the Mid Autumn Festival. It's the Chinese holiday. In Vietnamese, we got these moon cakes. They're like little cakes. They're pretty good. We ate them earlier today. And yesterday, our parents surprised us after we came home with some present boxes. And inside mine was a few things. My favorite was a new phone, a flip phone. We did that. So, been a pretty good week so far.
KFA, WATCM. And WATCM returning. Well, good deal on the Taekwondo. And the class at 6 in the morning. I don't miss those days. That was, that sucked. It was not fun. And a Newton's Cradle. I kind of want one of those on my desk. I've always wanted one of those. Like, even when I was a kid, I was obsessed with those just because of the weight of physics. Just physics. Physics is cool. One of my favorite classes in high school. So, yeah, when you get to high school, take physics. You will not regret it. With that, anybody else out there for the MeshNet? Please call out.
AAWPE.
Dave, we got you. Anybody else out there?
KE8SBZ, recheck. Hawaii, Amity.
All right, KE8SBZ recheck. I'll get you in just a second. And KE8ZOY Amity. Anybody else? All right, Tony, I'm going to fit you in real quick because I don't know if you need to scoot out of here or not. So go ahead real quick.
Okay, thanks. I got the message on Saturday power circles. And I wanted to say that tomorrow is ham radio day for me, and I need to get some antennas up, a couple of wiry antennas, and I need some advice for a vertical. If anybody's not doing anything after breakfast, feel free to come join me and help put up, get something up in the air so I can get back on HF. That's it. Back to Net. Thank you. KE8SBZ.
Yeah, real good there, Tony. Wish I could help, but I'm going to be over in Alpena tomorrow, so very far away. Dave, KWPE, go ahead, stand by Amity.
Well, good evening, Drake, WATCM, KWPE. Garage cleaning, I do that every day. Gee whiz, yeah, we got all three boats out of the water, and two out in the field in storage, and another one getting ready to go and Then I have all the stuff that I took out of the boats piled in the garage, so that has to be put in its containers and put in the shed, and we're getting there, though, getting closer. You might give a call out and see if KF8EYU is listening tonight. That's a new guy. He's got a handy talkie. I told him, don't be afraid to just identify and get in on the net, but if KF8EYU is out there, you might see if we can get him to join us. So back to you, Drake, W8DCM, K8WPE.
Yeah, real good, Dave. And I think it was KF8EYU. If you're in there, I'm going to throw you in right in there after Amity. K-A-Z-O-Y, Amity, go ahead.
Hi, Drake, this is Amity. This is a perfect evening. I just turned on the radio when I called in after Dave. It was a perfect night. I was refereeing a soccer game in Sutton Bay. Just couldn't get any better for the end of September. Oh, and the rest of the week is supposed to be the same thing. I'm looking forward to it. Clear broadcasting. Thanks, Drake. Thanks for taking the net.
Yeah, very good, Amity, and thanks for jumping in here and refereeing soccer. Used to watch soccer all the time. My sister did North Star for a while, and then I got busy working. Really haven't had a chance to watch any sport, so take that as you will, I guess. And the other station that Dave mentioned, I already forgot the call sign because my brain is just absolutely magnificent. But anybody else out there that would like to check in, and any new people, we encourage you to join us. Whiskey Tango Charlie Mike. All right, none heard. We'll bring the net to a close. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 check-ins, including myself. That makes 11. Not too bad. This is my first time back at it, and feels like months. Probably has been months. I don't know. I've lost track. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for checking in this evening. This is NADMH. I've been operating as W8TCM, bringing the net to a close and returning the 86 and everybody else that is linked in tonight back to general amateur use. 7-3 and good night.
Thank you, Drake. You do a very good job on it. You sound very comfortable. K-E-H-C-O-Y, Amity.
Oh, I used to do it for a while, so, you know, it just becomes natural at that point. Thanks, Amity. Any damage?
KF8EYU, KF8EYU. Gene, are you out there? Pick that handy talkie up and talk to me. K8WPE, Dave. K8WPE going QRT. Have a good evening, everybody.
Sweet dreams, Dave. K8SBZ.
Hey, Tony, do you have a license to carry? I know that gun that you've got that I brought to you the other day is too big to be a concealed weapon, but you got a license to carry it?
I need artillery training.
Sounds like a shotgun when it goes off. 20 to 30 pounds. 20 pounds is usually what I start with. In case anybody's wondering, it's a pneumatic antenna launcher that Tony borrowed to get a wire up in the tree. I'll see what I can do tomorrow. Maybe I can follow you out home and we'll see what the schedule is here at the house. 73KWPE.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Good evening. Yeah, that's busy.
N8DMH. N8DMH, correct.